Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Emor, the 18th day of the month of Iyar and the 33rd day of the Omer. Today is Lag BaOmer, a joyous day on the calendar, a day which many, especially children, look forward to with great excitement. And yet it is very difficult to feel joy whatsoever today. Our hearts are broken by the terrible tragedy which befell our people last night in Meron. I was not yet born in 1967 or 1973. And despite living in Israel in the early 2000s during the horrible Matzav, the bloody Intifada, I cannot recall a time in my life when so many Jews died on a single day, within just a moment of each other. There really are no words. May Hashem console all of the families of all those who were killed and all of Am Yisrael. And may He send a speedy and full recovery to all of those who were hurt. Today, especially as we recite the Tehillim, let us try to collectively pour our hearts out to our Creator to give us strength, refuah for all of those in need, to console those who are broken, and to speedily bring the ultimate redemption in our days. May Hashem comfort all of the mourners, all of those impacted, which is all of us, every Jew around the world, among the mourners of Tzion and Yerushalayim. Before introducing today's illustrious guest, I would like to share with you a brief and meaningful thought that Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, the Boca Raton Synagogue, put out earlier this morning. I share it with his permission. The fire of Lag BaOmer was severely diminished when 45 neshamas were extinguished in the tragic event in Meron. While we will continue to mark Lag BaOmer as the yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, hundreds of parents, children, and spouses will now mark it as the yahrzeit of their loved ones who died this day. When Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 students, he didn't become hopeless. He didn't give up or give in. When the last funeral concluded and the last shiva was observed, on Lag BaOmer he found 5 new students and started again. Says the Chida, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azula, Lag BaOmer is the celebration of never becoming hopeless or despondent. It is a day of tenacity, resilience, and a commitment to carry on and to continue our magnificent heritage and our sacred mission in this world. Just when the bonfires will burn out and Lag BaOmer will come to an end, it will be time to light the Shabbos candles. The message is clear. Keep the fire burning. Keep the passion, energy, enthusiasm going. Live the legacy of Rabbi Akiva, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and the 45 individuals who cannot any longer. As you light the Shabbos candles tonight, daven for yourself and for your family, but also for all of those who will spend the Shabbos without their loved ones. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, in whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the Orthodox Union, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Weinreb, slowly reciting our daily 3 chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And in addition, we will also add an extra chapter today, Perek Kuf Mem Beis, that's chapter 142. There's a link for all of those in the emails for today. We'll be followed, as always, by the Mishabirach, the Cholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Good afternoon and good morning to all of you. It is a joyous day but a very difficult day. Day of Lag BaOmer, traditionally a day of great joy and great spiritual significance. Today it is a day of horror and grief and tears. What reactions are we to have? We're all overwhelmed with shock, with pain, and this is as it should be. We are, however, at a point in the process of grief. Grief for, at this count, latest count, 45 neshamos, 45 lost souls, and many, many, many wounded, some quite severely. The bodies of children, adults, husbands, fathers, sons are lying before us at this moment. Probably many of them are already buried. We're in the situation of meso mutal lifonov, the dead bodies of dear, dear people, dear, dear fellows are lying before us. The reaction, the natural reaction, is the reaction of Aharon HaKohen. Vayidom Aharon, silence. It is the silence of shock, the silence of horror and terror, the silence of not knowing how and what to feel. The Gemara tells us, in the Seches Brochos, Davov Amid Beis, Rav Popo tells us, Agro deve tam yosh dikuso. The reward at moments like this is silence. I want to suggest that during this period of silence, of shock and overwhelming pain, we have a moment to reflect inwardly and to use that moment for empathy, for feeling the pain of the survivors, the pain of the wounded, the pain of the widows and the orphans, the pain of the bereaved, to feel it with them, to feel the emotion which is described in Pirkei Avos as nosei ba'ol im chavero, to bear the burden along with our fellow. We have so many people who are now so, so hurt, so, so stunned and shocked. We have to help them bear the pain in any way that we can. Of course, soon after the shock subsides, we naturally begin to ask why. But, as Rav Soloveitchik would always say at moments such as these, the Jew does not first ask why. He asks what. What can I do? What need I do to be of some help, to move further through this terrible, dark moment? What can I do? And I would say that what each of us can do, what I can do, what you can do, is to be alert right now to the needs of others. What are the needs of these souls? What are the needs of these wounded? What are the needs of the survivors? What are the needs of all who hear the news and need support and need our assistance? What can I do? What needs can I identify that I can be of some help with? What can I as a community, as an individual do? As a single person, as an individual? What can we do as a community? What can we do as a great nation? We must all feel the pain, and we must begin to think of how can I react constructively to this sorrow, to this horrible, horrible tragedy. There are obviously many answers. There is a passage in the Talmud in Seches Moed Katan which reads, Ein hamanachamim rasha'im lomar davor ad sheyiftach ha'ovel. No one is permitted to do anything to try to console, to comfort, until the mourner himself or herself begins to talk. We must look for cues There may be nonverbal cues. There may be verbal cues. Cues, C-U-E-S, from those who are hurting now. And by listening carefully to those cues, we will learn what we can do. I would suggest that one thing we can do, don't keep it in, don't restrain, don't suppress the feelings, allow yourself to feel the feelings, and don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others, with your spouse, when appropriate, with your children, with your close friends, with your rabbi, with others. Open up and discuss and share that pain. But also begin to think of what you can do concretely, materially to help. It will soon be the time for most of us listening for Hadlokas Neros Shabbos, to light the candles for Shabbos. As we light the candles, we must offer a special prayer which you can do in your own words. Your own words in this situation are the best words that you have. A prayer to God to welcome these souls into the other world, into the better world, and to offer comfort to all those who are suffering emotionally and physically at this point in time. And to do something concrete by putting away, not just giving a promise to give charity, but putting away some charity, however much one can afford, putting it away into a fund that will soon be advertised. You'll soon learn of where funds can be directed to help these individuals in various ways. And to remain alert in the coming days and weeks to the needs of the people who are suffering. And not to confine it to these families who are so damaged now, but the needs of all other people, of all other human beings. How can I be more sensitive? This is lesson number one. Let's recite together the following chapters of Tehillim. We will begin with chapter 23, with Kapitel Chof Gimel. I will read each verse slowly and ask you to follow along after me. I will pause briefly after each verse. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsor, Binos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev. Yancheni v'ma'aglei tzedek lema'an shemo. Gam ki eilech begei tzalmoves. Lo iroro ki ato imodi. Shiftecho umishantecho heimo yinachamuni. Ka'aroch lefonai shulchon neged sorroi. Dishanto vashemen roshi kosi rivoyo. Ach tov uchesed yildufuni kol yemei chayoi. Vishavti beveis adonoi v'orech yomim. We'll now move on to chapter 121. Kuf chof alef. Shir lamalos. Eso einai el hehorim, meyayin yovo ezri. Ezri meyim adunoi, hosei shomayim v'orez. Al yitein lamot raglecho, al yonum shomrecho. Hinei, lo yonum v'lo yishon, shomer Yisroel. Adonoi shomrecho, Adonoi tzilecho, al yad yiminecho. Yomom ha-shemesh lo yakeko, ziyoreyach baloilo. Adonoi yishmor chomikol ro, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonoi yishmor tzeischo voecho, meyato viad olom. We'll move on now to chapter 130, Kapitel Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos. Mima makim kirosicho Adonai. Adonai shimo v'koli. Tihiyena oznecho kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo. Adonai mi yamod. Kimcho hasalicho leman tivorei. Kivisi Adonai kivison afshi velidvoro hocholti. Nafshi Adonai mishomrim haboker, shomrim haboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, veharbei imo fedus. Vuhu yifteh es Yisrael, mikol avonosov. And today, a special emotional tribute to this, all those who have suffered this horrible tragedy, which includes all of us. Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maski le David, bihi yoso vamaoro sefilo. Koli el Adonai yesok. Koli el Adonai eschanon. Eshpoch lefonov sichi, sorosi lefonov agid. Behisateif olay ruchi, viato yudato nesivosi. Piorach ezua haleich tov nufach li. Habeit yomin urei v'yein li makir, hovad monos mimeni, ein doreish l'nafshi. Zoakti eilecho Adonai, homarti ato machsi, chelki bi'eretz hachayim. Hakshivo el vinosi, kidalozi miod, hatzileini meirod foi, ki ometsu mimeni, hotzio mimasker nafshi, lahodos es shemecho, bi yachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol oloi. Well, now recite the Mishaberach for the Cholim, for those who are ill all over the world, but especially today for those many wounded who are in hospitals all over Eretz Yisrael and who need a refuah shalema. I will pause for you to recite the names of special individuals, but we will include in our prayers all those who need healing and cure emotionally, physically, spiritually. Mishaberach avuseinu Avrohom Yitzchok v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo Hu yivorech es hacholim shenifzu'u b'hatragedya b'har Miron V'yes hacholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu nodrim tzedoko ba'avurohom Bishazeh ha'kodosh boruch hu yimole rachamim aleihem L'hachalimom ul'raposom ulahachazikom ulahachayosom v'yishlach lohem mehero refuah shelema min hashamayim l'chol eivoreihem ul'chol gideihem v'sof shiyor chole Yisrael refuah sanefesh urfuas haguf. Hashto ba golov izman koriv v'nomar omein. We will conclude with the prayer of Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisroel. Hanesunim batzoro uveshivyo. Ha'omdim bein bayom uvein bayabosho. Hamakom yirachem aleihem. V'yotziyem mitzoro lirvocho. Umeafelo liyoro. Umishibud legeulo. Hashto ba'agolo uvizman koriv. V'nomar omein. A good Shabbos to all, and a refuah shalema to all.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova for good. May Hashem give us much strength and comfort as we go into Shabbos. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Aaron Liebtag of Congregation Kehillat Jacob Beth Samuel in Chicago, Illinois. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, meaningful, restful, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.